A Warrensburg woman was fatally injured in a traffic accident in Johnson County on Saturday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the motorcycle Jeep accident happened as a southbound Harley-Davidson driven by 59-year-old Mary Savory reportedly pulled into the path of a westbound Jeep driven by 60-year-old Randy Smith of Blue Springs. Savory, who reportedly was not wearing a helmet and was ejected from the bike, was pronounced dead at the scene by Johnson County Coroner C.L. Holdren at 2:05 p.m. Smith reportedly was not injured. The accident happened about 1:15 p.m. on U.S. Highway 50 at Missouri Route 131. It was a busy meeting of the Boonville R1 School Board this week, with the board awarding some bids and approving a preventative maintenance contract. Superintendent Dr. Mark Ficken said the board awarded a preventative maintenance contract on the HVAC unit to Clearview Mechanical Services. Ficken said some construction is going to be necessary in the future as well, so some other items were approved.
Looking forward to a possible 2018 spring no tax increase bond issue to do some renovation to the Career Center, the Boone Slick Technical Education Center, and also to construct a pre-K facility. So the architectural services request for qualifications was awarded to PWA Architects out of Columbia, Missouri, and construction management services was awarded to Septagon Construction out of Sedalia.
Ficken also talked about a student one-to-one program at the high school.
The Boonville High School Committee on One-to-One is looking at a hybrid one-to-one type of a program where each student at Boonville High School would have a machine available to them as a computer or laptop. And so they are coming up with kind of a hybrid situation for the one-to-one proposal.
Ficken also said the Pirates baseball team was approved to take a trip to Florida to play some games this spring, and Boonville has been asked to join the Tri-County Conference. Ficken said the latter was just a discussion topic with no decision being made. He said it is not unusual for school districts to get requests to join a different conference from time to time. Boonville currently is a member of the North Central Missouri Conference. At the meeting of the Salisbury R4 School Board this week, Superintendent Troy Clausen said the board was updated on a lot of good news about academics.
We began the meeting with 2016 MAP and end-of-course testing awards presentation. Medals were awarded to students who scored advanced or proficient on last spring's test. We reviewed the district's APR. The district's APR was 97.5%. That's an increase from 89.6% before. And we talked about how the credit goes to all the hard work our staff and our students put in last year to make that increase possible. And we're really, really proud of how we did on that.
Clausen also said the board approved a proposal to seek out contracting work and a bid for some work that should be taken care of before the start of the 2017-18 school year.
We approved a request for proposal to seek out performance contracting. The district is looking at energy conservation measures. We're going to work on things like lighting and heating, cooling, and windows here in the near future. We approved a bid from Central Missouri Glass to replace windows and doors on the older part of the elementary school, and that work's going to be done in the summer of 2017.
In other news, Clausen said the board gave the okay to several policy updates, and the district received a clean 2015-16 audit. After approval of the district's Missouri United School Insurance Council plan, the Fayette R3 School Board also gave the thumbs up to the appointment of Blake Huster as the student representative to the board during its meeting this past week. Superintendent Dr. Tamara Kimball also reported that the Barker Fund has approved the grant submitted to purchase a digital camera for the middle school yearbook committee, but the grant submitted for the iPads with cases was tabled until March 2017. The board also was notified about the filing dates for the upcoming municipal election. Filing for the three board seats that expire in April will run from December 13th through January 17th, 2017. Candidates will be able to file during regular business hours and then until 5 p.m. on January 17th. Board members whose seats are expiring are those of Vice President Gary Ghost, Sherry Williams, and Larry Anderson. Kimball also noted the open house for the new transportation maintenance facility will be held from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on December 9th and from 9 a.m. to noon on December 10th. You're listening to news on KMMO.